Good morning, church. Good to be back with everybody this morning. I tell you, praise the Lord for the chance to be in His house this morning. I'm going to read some scripture, but this is not what I'm going to preach on this morning. It's just something that just popped in my mind about this. It's over in 2 Corinthians. It's the fourth chapter. It's just part of the sermon this morning, but I want to read it before I get into the scripture. The scripture I'm going to read out this morning is going to be Joshua, the first chapter. But 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, beginning with the eighth verse, it says this. It says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered into death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many resound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, but yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And I thought about that scripture. I know I read last week before we had the service that we had last week. But I thought about that scripture, and I think about it right now especially. And I want everybody to understand this as everything's going on. There's a lot going on in everybody, in individuals' lives. There's a lot going on in the world today. But I want you to understand something out of all this. And I want you to understand this wholeheartedly and believe this, because you've got to believe this. God has this thing in control. God has this thing in control. When you look at the nonsense going on over there, I'm telling you, God has this thing in control. He's had COVID in control. He's had your life in control. He's had my life in control, no matter what we face. And I know sometimes that's hard for us sometimes to comprehend sometimes. That's hard for us to grasp at sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, I know the God that we serve has this thing in control. Amen. And I will stand by that, and I will believe that. I know as we get into the scripture this morning, I want to do what I called. I said this last week, and God had impressed this upon me. I call this strength training. I call what this sermon, I call today, strength training. And there's not a one of us in here that does not need to be stronger in the Lord. Do I get an amen on that? There's not a one of us that does not need to be stronger in God. There's not a one of us in here does not need to grow closer to God. This preacher and anybody out here, I can say that wholeheartedly right here for myself this morning. We need to grow in grace and knowledge and understanding of the Lord. That's why I'm calling this morning strength training. I'm going to be over in Joshua. If you would stand, if you're there, Joshua 1. I'm going to read the first 9 verses of this. And when you get there, let's stand and read this in honor of God's word, please. Joshua 1, 1 through 19. "And after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead." Now, I'm going to get to this in a little bit, but I want you to understand that. Moses ain't here no more. Moses isn't here no more. Joshua, it falls on you. Let's go on. "Is dead. Now therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land, which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness, this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For thou shalt make thy way prosperous when thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for your spirit, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the message. I thank you, Father, for those that are here. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would open up hearts, you would open up minds, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, as you do that, Lord, and we go upon us, Lord, I pray, Father, that the message would hit where it needs to hit, Lord. I pray, Father, for the anointing this morning more than anything, Lord. And, Father, we will praise you for it all, and we ask it in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. And I say this because I know we understand this. There's are times in our life we're looking for a fastball, to put it in baseball analogy, and we get a curve. Am I right? There are times in our life we are looking, then we're thinking, man, we're going to get a fastball, things is going to go good, and we get a curve thrown our way sometimes. We do that a lot of times. And I'm telling you, you know what? When you're thinking things couldn't possibly get any worse, sometimes they do. And when you think maybe that you've prayed as hard as you could pray for things, maybe you've prayed as hard as you could, and you know what? And the issue that you've been praying for isn't answered the way that you thought that it should be answered. And all we could say, if we're honest, and all if we're honest with ourselves and we're honest with one another, our emotions run the complete gamut, do they not, whenever things like this happen? They do. We're scared, we're confused, we're mad at God sometimes, and maybe all the things above all at the same time. Maybe that's the way you are here this morning. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. I'll be honest with you. This preacher has been in that place where I've run that gamut of emotions right there. And I've said to myself, and I've questioned, and I've done this, and I've done that. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm not standing up here trying to put anyone down for it, because I truly and honestly understand the emotions that we sometimes go for. Because to be on the level with you, I bet there's others in here that have felt and felt that way in their life as well. Is this maybe you and I both are looking at these trials in the wrong way? God has impressed it upon me. Maybe, we are looking at these things in the wrong way whenever we think about these things that way. Maybe God is trying to get us to a different level in our walk with Him. Maybe He's trying to get us to a higher plane in our salvation sometimes. And sometimes we look at these things and think God is trying to punish us, when God is actually trying to move us forward in our salvation and where we stand. My prayer here for everyone here this morning is this. We'll come into a higher level of understanding of what God has for us, a higher intimacy with God, a higher level of love and understanding in His Word this morning with God, because I believe that's where He wants all of us to be. I believe there's none of us. I have a greater experience. I want what my prayer for this church and for you here this morning is that you have a greater experience with the power of God in your life. Now, what I'm saying is, I pray that God really works with you. I pray that God really works upon you. The Spirit of God stirs you so much that, brother, you want to have an experience that is beyond what you have right now. I pray that you have that. I pray that you want that. Than you've ever been. I pray this morning that you'll feel the presence of God like you've never felt it before. I pray that for everyone that's here this morning. Now, I can preach scriptures to you like this. And I wrote a few down. Romans 5:3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that the tribulation worketh in patience. I could preach that to you this morning. Or how about Romans 12:12? Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. I could preach that this morning. And all these scriptures I'm preaching to you this morning are good scriptures that we need to have down. Or how about Psalms 35? Praise His name. Weeping may endure for a night, but praise God, joy comes in the morning. We can preach that. Can we not? We can say that. That's God's word. And for those going through the fires and going through the trials right now, you may very well be thinking, Dave, doesn't seem like any of those work for me right now. I've been there. I know that. It seems like some of that stuff, you know, you hear it and it's preached to you and the word of God should resound in your heart. But there are times we read that stuff and people preach it to us. And sometimes it just doesn't seem like it's working for us right at that time. Right? Been there. I believe Mike Statt sings a song. And Mike, I don't know I can't remember the name of the song, but I know that one of the lines in it says this. The word says, all you need is a little faith, and that's all I've got right now. Have you ever been there? The Bible says all you need is the faith, the grain of a mustard seed. You need very little faith. Well, praise God, that's all I've got right now. And maybe that's all you've got right now. How many of you feel as helpless today as farther back then as they go, just looking at it? You know, how many of you feel your faith is weak this morning? What I've titled the sermon this morning is strength training. That's what I've said. That's what I want us to understand this morning. I believe that this is a process. You know, they talked about sanctification here this morning. Praise God. When I got saved, God sanctified me. He set me apart. But do you realize sanctification goes on every day of a Christian's life? Every day, you are set apart. You're sanctified. You should be set apart each and every day of your life as you walk with the Lord. Sanctification is a process. It's not just a one-time thing. I've heard this in the past. I heard somebody preach it. Sanctified holy. I've never been sanctified holy yet. I will one day when I get to heaven. I'll be sanctified holy then. But praise God, it is a process. How many of you would agree with me? If you was going to go up and run the half marathon of Parkersburg, you're just not going to go up there and run it just without training, without trying to work yourself up to it. No one. Believe you me, you just don't do that stuff. You don't do any of that. Listen, without training beforehand, you need to put the effort into it. No matter what you do, you don't train and put some effort into it, it's not going to be successful. Can I tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, Christians, sisters and brothers in Christ, can I tell you this morning that if you don't put some effort into it, you're not going to get out of it what the Lord wants you to get out of it. You're not going to do it. You need to put the effort into it. It's not like I try to stand up here and just lambaste everybody every week. But I want you to grow in God's grace. I want you to be strong in God's glory. Without training, it's hard to do. If you want your faith to increase, if you want to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, you've got to put some power into it. You've got to put some effort into it. You've got to pray. You've got to read. You've got to understand the Word of God. Not just to try to just to, listen, I know I say this a lot. I hope and pray that the only word that you get is not whenever you come here and listen to us preach and teach every week. I hope that's not the only word that you get. I hope and pray that your noses are in your Bibles or on your phones, whatever you got to read your Bible. I pray and hope that you're in God's Word more than what you pick up when you go and go to listen to the preacher or go to listen to what's teaching being taught. I know I say this, repeating, I want you to understand, I will repeat things over and over again. And there's a reason for that. Preaching's all about repeating. Me and Ken was talking this morning. There's nothing new under the sun. Not a thing. Preaching is preaching. You'll hear preachers preach other sermons and preach this and get words out. Brother said, we preach because that is God's word. Preacher stood before his congregation one time and he told him next week he was going to be preaching on Mark, the last chapter of Mark, and I forget the verses he said, but they weren't even in Mark. They're the same chapter, but they weren't even in Mark. The verses won't. And he said, next week that's what I'm going to be preaching on. And you know what was sad? He came back the next Sunday and asked his church how many of them read that verses, and he said almost 75 to 80% of them raised their hand. He said, I'm glad because those verses weren't even in there. I'm just here to tell you this morning. You know, that sounds funny, but I'm here to tell you this morning, that's sad. That's sad. What do you know that your preacher's preaching to you is right? What do you know that what that man is teaching you is right unless you dig into God's Word? Now, some in here might be young Christians, and your faith level may be down, maybe not as strong as some others. Maybe you are an older Christian that's been on the way for a long time, and maybe your faith level's up here. But there may be some people in here that have been claiming to be Christians, that are Christians maybe, for years and years and years, and your faith level is still down here. I'm here to tell you, brothers, that we need to grow in grace and knowledge and understanding. We need to grow in strength and courage in the Lord. But what does God want us as individuals and as a church to do? What's He wants us to do? Is for us to be strong in Him. That's what He wants. Back to the book of Joshua, and this is where I got this from. Back at the book of Joshua, it tells us this. They would have to, He told, the Word of God tells them this, and we see it repeated, do we not? He tells them that they would have to be strong. If the people were going to be strong, it was going to have to start with one individual. It was going to have to start with Joshua. It was going to have to start with the leader. It's going to have to start. Joshua was their leader, and he was going to have to be. God told him, be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. You see, he repeated it, I believe, 6 or 7 times from the book of Numbers clear over. There's a reason. God has been working on Joshua for a while. Can I tell you this morning? Listen to me. I need to be strong and of good courage. I do. I'm supposed to be the spiritual leader of this church. Amen? There's other things that you guys lead on, but I am supposed to be the spiritual leader of this church. I'm supposed to be that. God has been impressing that upon me. Yeah, I know. I'm praying for the sick. I know praying for different things. Listen to me. I want you to understand this. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible. We're praying for God to do things in people's lives. Amen? Amen? Without faith, it is impossible. If you do not have the faith, it's going to be impossible to start with. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible. I want you to understand that this morning. I'm trying to get that across. Not that I'm some kind of zealot. Not that I'm some kind of wacko. I'm just here to tell you this morning, God has impressed upon me to let the church know, understand, without faith, it's impossible. You're licked right at the beginning of it. Joshua was their leader. God had been working on Joshua for a long time in Deuteronomy 31:7. And Moses called Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their father to give them. Thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Even as far back as the book of Numbers, several times, it says the same message. Be strong and of a good courage. You want to know why I believe it's that way? Because I believe during that time, Joshua had got weak. I believe Joshua had lost some of his courage. I believe Joshua had lost some of his strength. No, the Bible doesn't say that. But why else would God continue to say, Joshua, be strong and have a good courage? I'm not going to repeat something to you if I thought you already got the message. You already understood it. I believe he's telling Joshua, Joshua, be strong and have good courage. There's a reason. Be strong. Joshua had been in training for 40 years. He had been in training for 40 years since it started until God told him. For 40 years, God had been trying to train him, say, listen, be strong and of a good courage. Can I tell you something here this morning? This is for you and your families. This is for you and your household, not just for me in this church. Be strong and of a good courage. Stand upon God's Word. Stand upon God's Word. Don't stand upon worldly, we talked about it here this morning. Don't stand upon the worldly wisdom that's out here. Because I tell you, when we start doing that, it'll start tearing us down. It'll start making us weak. We'll lose our courage. We'll lose our strength sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, stand upon God's Word. Be strong and have a good courage. I believe there were some times along the way in the wilderness, Joshua got a little weak. I believe there was. Joshua was having some doubt, maybe losing a little courage in his life. If not, why all the reminders? If not, why? There are times God has, there has been times, listen to me, God will always, always do that to us sometimes, telling us to be strong and of a good courage, because he wants us to be reminded. Amen? Why are you saying, listen, not, sometimes God's will is not always done. You're saying, what, preacher? Do you understand that? You know, and I can give you one verse of scripture to prove it. Go to 2 Peter 3, 8, and 9. One verse of scripture puts it into context for me. 2 Peter 3, 8, and 9. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and as 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, mark this, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's not willing that any should perish, but guess what happens? Have you not known people that have perished? Have you not known people that have died and not known God in their lives? It's not his will that any of those people die and go to hell. It's not his will that any should perish. But these people go their own way. They go their own will. And they accept the devil's way instead of God's way. They overstep God's will. It is not his will that any should die and end up in hell. But countless millions have. He was telling Joshua this wasn't something that was going to happen. He told Joshua to be strong and of good courage. It wasn't just going to happen. Joshua was going to have to put some effort into it. It wasn't something that's just going to happen to him. He said, Lord, he said, Joshua, you're going to have to understand that you're going to have to be a strong leader, that you're going to have to be a courageous leader, and that these people are going to have to see that. You're going to have to commit. You're going to have to commit. And I'm here to tell you this morning, brother, if you are not the type of person that wants to commit everything to God and let God have everything in it, I'm here to tell you this morning, you will not grow in the grace of God. I don't care how young or how old you are. If you or I want our faith to increase, we're going to have to totally commit to God. We're going to have to do it. If you want to have an intimate relationship with God, you're going to have to want that relationship with him. Total commitment to God and his word has to happen. God was telling Joshua, I do not want something through you, but I need you to be strong and courageous. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded thee to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Joshua, if you're going to be the leader, you're going to have to do what I tell you to do. If you're going to be the leader of your household, if you're going to be the leader in this church or whatever, you're going to have to do what God wants you to do. Now let's talk. Let me ask you, are you strong and courageous leader this morning? Are you that way? Are you that way in your house? I don't care, men, women. I don't care. Are you that way when you're serving God? Are you strong? Are you courageous in God? Are you strong in your faith? Then things come against your family. I thought about this. Whenever things come against you and your family, how do you handle it? Do your kids see how you handle it? Are you strong? Are you courageous? Are you faithful? Are you putting your faith in God? Are you putting your faith in the world? Because your kids will see that. And can I tell you something? As they see that, that's how they'll go. That's how they'll prove themselves later on in life as well. All this is coming to worry and fear. And they all, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, we said this, it is impossible. Yes, there are times God will answer prayer, yes there is, in a different way than what we want. I've had him answer prayers a different way. He said no before. You ever been told no? He said no. Oh, absolutely, he said no. How do you handle it then? How do you handle it? You listen, it's impossible without that faith, though, without believing at first, like I said earlier, if you do not believe, there is nothing going to be able to happen. It will not happen if you do not believe. You've got to have that faith first. You've got to have it. If I'm not strong, my family loses. If I'm not strong, this church loses. Amen? You can say it. I agree with you. If I am not strong, this church loses. If I'm not strong, my family loses. 6 times in the scripture, Joshua was told this. The last time, you know who told him this? The people told him this. In Joshua 1:17-18, it says, according as we have hearkened unto Moses all along, so will we hearken unto thee, only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doeth rebel against thy commandments will not hearken unto thy words. In all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death, only be strong and of a good courage. I hope and pray that I've preached to you enough to know that if I'm not being strong and courageous, you come back and tell me, hey, Dave, you need to be strong and courageous. Amen? You need to practice what you preach. You need to be practice what you preach. Will your kids come back to you one of these days and say, you know what? You need to practice what you preach. Greg, you need to practice what you preach. Dave, you need to practice what you preach. You know what? This is important because your kids one day may come to you and tell you that. So how do we strength train? The Lord impressed upon me to give us this thing. First off, you've got to do is leave the past behind. That's the first thing. In Joshua 1:1-2. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, came and it to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over to Jordan, and all the people into the land which I do give unto them, even unto the children. He told Joshua, he said, Joshua, Moses was great. Moses was good. Moses had an impactful on a lot of people. Moses had a great track record. But guess what, Joshua? Moses is dead. He's not here anymore. It falls upon you. It falls upon you. But Moses, it's a new day, Joshua. It's a new day. Folks, to many of us, we can't move forward because we're trying to hang on to the past too much. We do this as churches sometimes. We do this as individuals. We do this as families. We just try to hold on to the past too much. Brothers and sisters, we need to move on. Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forth into the things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. You can't lust past failures and mistakes define who you are today. Bind you down. You can't let them do that. You can't let people bind you down. You made mistakes in the past. We all have. But guess what we got to do? We've got to live up. We've got to say, Lord, forgive me if forgiveness is needed. Ask for forgiveness of those people if it's needed. Pray for God to give us peace about it. And we need to move on. And if people don't want to forgive you, it's on them then. Repent. And Joshua would just sit there and think, how would Moses do it? If God hadn't impressed, how would Moses do it? How would somebody else do it in the past? That's not what God wants out of us. He's wanting us to listen to Him and His Spirit and His Word and to move forward with Him. If we just sit around and worry about past mistakes, nothing will ever get accomplished. Am I right? Been there. You got a lot of pain. You got a lot of discouragement. You got a lot of things going on in your life right now. I have no idea. I've noticed for somebody in here, maybe this morning, you got grudges, you got hard feelings. And if you don't ever grow in the Lord, quit sitting around and doing an autopsy on your past. Because that's what we do. Oh man, I wish I'd have done this. I wish I could have done this different. I wish I'd have done that different. I'm here to tell you this morning, move toward the mark. Get past that. Let's grow in God's grace and knowledge. God's telling Joshua to get past it. God was telling Joshua some amazing things are about. Listen, we worry about the past so much sometimes, we forget about what God has in store for us right now. Some amazing things that God may have in store for us right now because we worry too much about the past. We hang on to it too much. Sure, God parted the Red Sea with Moses. Sure, God brought him out of the land of Egypt. Sure, God did all these amazing things with Moses. But guess what? Joshua was just getting ready. God was getting ready to part the Jordan River. He was getting ready to part it. He was going to let the sun stand still. Remember that? He's going to do that. He was going to, the walls of Jericho were going to come tumbling down. God was getting ready to do some amazing things. But if Joshua would have just been worried and trying to figure out, well, just what would Moses do about this? He would never would have experienced that. Praise God, you got to leave the past behind. Amen? There's some pretty amazing things left to do. Move on. Move on. Get ready. God's got some pretty amazing things to do around here and do some pretty amazing things to do with you and your life. And praise God, this morning I believe God is able to do those things above and beyond anything that we ask or think of. Praise His name. Joshua has some pretty amazing things coming. Two things about our faith is the strength in us is our faith. And I wrote it down three times, our faith, and our faith. In Joshua 1:2, I'll just read that a little bit. Moses, now that my servant is dead, now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all the people. Can you think of Joshua standing there looking at the... And they said this was in the spring of the year when the river was at its highest. God's telling Joshua, you're going to take 2 million people and you're going to cross. And you know what? What happened was, Joshua looked at that, and I could imagine, because this has been me, and I'm thinking, this has been, man, Lord God, do you want me to go around this somehow? You're going to give us time to build a bridge? What are you going to do, God? How are we going to do this? And this is where faith comes in. Say what you said this morning about faith, the scripture that you said this morning, because I thought that was awesome.
Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen.
That's right. That is the essence of faith at its fullest right there. Brothers and sisters, faith is whenever we can't see a way, we can't possibly see a way, and God makes a way. That's it. Faith, and Joshua knew, believe in God and it will come to pass. Faith in God has become bigger than the obstacles in front of us. That's how we strength train in faith, is to believe that God sees all these obstacles out here in front of us. And here it was. Jordan River, muddy Jordan, swole because of the rains that have been coming. And praise His name this morning, that praise His name, that thank God, that listen, even though Joshua seen that, he knew that God was going to take it. He could, God was going to make a way. I could see the devil whispering in my ear sometimes saying, God, that ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen. You're just praying, you're getting these people's hopes up for nothing. That's not going to happen. And the devil whispers all the time. I can see him whispering in Joshua's ear. I can see him whispering that way. Have you ever been there? Yeah, I've been there. Absolutely, I've been there. I have absolutely been. You know victory lies ahead. You know it can lie ahead. Praise God, we got to believe. Ephesians 6:13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to do, stand. This is what he's trying to say right there. You may not be able to stand, you may not know what's going on, but you need to stand your ground. You need to stand your ground this morning. Faith is something, like I said, whenever you're believing, you've got to stand your ground, even when things are impossible. Folks, the stronger you become in the Lord and the promises of the Bible, the better that you will be. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Can I tell you something about that verse of scripture as I've been studying it? We all have heard this, and this is something that I really didn't even realize, but faith comes by hearing. Okay, you listen to God's word, and that's where you should grow in God's word, right? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay. What's he talking about the last part of that? Well, this is what I've come to realize what that means. That whenever you listen to God's word, the Holy Spirit will bring that scripture back into your life. Whenever you need it. Did you know that? That's what he's saying. That's how our faith, we get into God's word, and then whenever we need that scripture, have you ever had scripture pop in your mind whenever you needed it? Absolutely. That's what he's saying. That's what he's trying to get across to us. Whenever we dig into his word like that, you read God's word and the Holy Spirit will bring it back up whenever you're needing it. Praise his name this morning. And those promises that he's given us will pop up. That's part of the strength training that we go through. And the last thing I want to get to is we need to live according to God's word, not what we feel, that is, or not the way that we feel to live. Joshua 1:7-8, and I read it. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not thou to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all things according to what is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Whenever it says, again, what does all mean? All means all. Whenever it said all, it's meaning all the law. Whenever I say all the Bible, all the Bible. We don't pick out of there what we want. We don't pick out of there what we choose to believe, what we don't want to believe. I know there's some people that, and part of this, I want to give it to you just like this. Whenever you hear about tithing, some people like to push that aside. Some people, didn't Jesus say, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and give unto God what is God's? Amen. Amen. That's what he said. He didn't take and pull it out of there and put it someplace else. I ask you, and I go all the way down, there's a lot of other scriptures that I could read, but brother and sister, we need to all the law. All the Bible is what I'm saying. Not just part of it. There's some churches that don't believe to go back into the old Bible. You can't have the New Testament without the Old Testament. You can't have it. It talks about Jesus. It talks about what's to come. It talks about, you can't have it. I'm not talking about we live by the law because we don't now. That's what I'm saying. But sometimes we don't even want to live by what the Bible says in the New Testament sometimes. If you're looking for comfort, I'm telling you, because some people want comfort in their lives. The Bible says you cannot serve two gods. Some people want to serve comfort, and that's one of their gods. Did you know that? Because they want to live by things that are comfortable to them in the Bible. They want to live by those kind of things. I'm here to tell you this morning, you want to strength train? You want to grow in the Lord? Let the whole Word of God sink into you. Let it talk to you. Let it preach to you. Not me. Let the Word of God preach you. Folks, we can justify a lot of things in our own minds. I've done it in the past. I've tried to justify things in my own mind. I have. But once I got into it and got to digging into it, listen to me. This is not how it works. That will only make us weaker. It will not make us stronger in God's Word. Not at all. Thank the Lord this morning for all of you coming out here this morning. Belinda, get a song, please. If they get a song, we'll stand. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Remember that. Hold that. Be strong and of a good courage.